Was it because I was lifting too much? Or was it because of something else? Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein. Today is another solo episode. Now, I was supposed to have Lisa Schlossberg on this week. As I record this, it is right around lunchtime on Tuesday, March the 10th. And she was supposed to join me for an interview. She's in Texas right now. All the power went out. There must be some kind of a storm happening. So we are rescheduled to the 24th. And I imagine it's going to air at some point in the first couple of weeks of April. If I haven't talked about this, the family and I, we are going to Japan for a couple of weeks to end March and then to the first couple of weeks of April. So very excited for that. Want to thank the patrons of the show. Go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast if you'd like to support. A new patron, Melissa, M'LISSE. Please email me or DM me or something, Eddie@themindandfitnesspodcast.com. I'd love to not butcher that every single week. So Carolyn, Justin, Mary, Teresa, Albert, Jeff, Julie, Deborah, Elise, Dominic, John, Jason, Irina, Tony, Michael, Christina, Brian, Sarah, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support this show. It means the world that you are here and that you're active and supporting, keeping this thing on the air. And actually, for a long time, I said, hey, keeping the lights on, paying for equipment and all that. I use a Zoom H4N recorder, and I've made a significant upgrade. I got a couple of DJI mic minis. They're hefty. They're sturdy. I think they're really good. Tough to know. The first video that I took, I have a Google Pixel 9 Pro. And I used it a little while ago. It sounded a little tinny to me. But my new phone comes tomorrow. So I'm moving over to a Samsung. I think the video is going to be a lot better on that. So I'm excited to give that a shot and see what it's about. Plan is to upload some stuff to Patreon. I did a video today, which is more or less here's some of my pets. Here's a couple things I want to chat about. Here's some things that are upcoming. And as I get more comfortable doing some of that short form content, because that's what it's designed to be, I'm sure it'll be better. Today's is not great. So be that as it may, and take that for what it's worth. And then furthermore, I'd love to start doing some TikToks and some Instas and all that kind of stuff too. I've got this nice fancy mic now, so I might as well use it. Okay, here's a couple things I wanted to get into. Sunday, I was doing a workout. It was 15. It was a set of 15, a set of 12, a set of 9, as fast as I can. 275-pound deadlifts and burpees over the bar, where you do a burpee and then you jump over the bar. Do a burpee, jump over the bar. So 15 deadlifts, 15 burpee over bar. 12 deadlifts, 12 burpee over bar. 9 deadlifts, 9 burpees over bar. I was at the beginning of the second set, probably, in that set of 12. Felt an audible pop in my lower back. And it hurt. If you've been listening for a long time, it was not completely like the most recent one, which I think was in like 2022 or maybe 2023, where I was on the ground in the fetal position. But it's definitely tender. Was definitely walking a little hunched over 2 days ago, a little less hunched over yesterday. Today, still the same kind of thing. Now, this was on Sunday. Saturday night, Zoe tells me about, she was talking with a friend who gave her some secondhand information about some other girls maybe making fun of her. And this really kind of crushed her. And earlier on in the day, there was kind of a similar type of an incident that, again, like, it's so tough, I think, being a tween girl. And I see a lot of her world through my eyes from when I was around that age. And I remember that feeling of rejection. And I remember how all that stuff felt and interacted with me and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think that it's any coincidence that she has these interactions on Saturday. And then Sunday morning, I'm doing this workout and it's, it happened or whatever. Now, I haven't stopped doing any activity since, done everything as scheduled. In fact, the next day I did 600 meter run, 75 GHD sit-ups, 600 meter run, 75 GHD, 600 meter run. And then this morning did a Cindy, which is 20 minute AMRAP, 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 squats. I did just over 22 rounds. So I'm in good spirits and I'm still performing well. But what I'm thinking about on this is that it was really a trigger. And I don't see it. I see so many things, and I see really all things now at this point through the mind-body lens. It's not to say, again, that injuries don't happen. And I've talked about the differentiation of that. But what I will also say is how resilient the body is and how difficult it is to truly get injured. Anything beyond a tweak. Certainly possible, but I do a lot of athletics, and the times in which I get truly injured is really minimal. Like, I think like the last injury that I had was in the late summer of 2024. I think I talked about this, where I played a softball team and I was playing shortstop and made a diving stop on a ball, got the guy out at second, which was good, but made a diving stop, landed very awkwardly on my right shoulder, and it was just kind of dangling there. It didn't feel like when I tore my labrum and rotator cuff a few, 10 years ago or whatever, but it felt like something was off, and I thought it was a collarbone type thing, and I even went and got a sling from, from Rite Aid or Walgreens or whatever, to kind of walk around and keep it there. But when I went to the doctor, she said, hey, like, movement is going to be the best thing. I, there's nothing structural that appears here, and I would ditch the sling. So I ditched the sling, and, it little by slowly, but it got better within a week or a couple of weeks. And I think that a big part of that is that, hey, I'm not freaking out, and this stuff heals, and it's going to be fine. And that's what's going on with this low back thing, is, ultimately just not being a... Audrey would say, don't be a wimp. But really, it's just understanding that, hey, like, this stuff is going to get better. And that'd be my advice to you. Like, if you do athletics or you're active or whatever, you may have tweaks. And I think the least that you can freak out and the more you can set your nervous system at ease and just have the confidence that, like, hey, the body's going to do its thing and it'll heal and it'll be fine, the quicker I think you're going to feel good. And I can't stress this enough. If this was me 10 years ago that did something like that, it would probably be months before I would feel 100% again, because this constant story of you have an injury, and things would linger a lot in those days. I mean, I even think like 2012, 2009, 2010, 2012, 2013, like, I'm in my mid-20s and I should be indestructible, and yet I would always have these like tennis elbow come up, and I'd have bursitis in my shoulder, and I'd have tendonitis in my knee, and I'd have patellar tendon issues and all this stuff. And who knows, if I would have had the foresight, and hindsight's 2020, but if I would have had the foresight to understand that those things could just be manifestations of stress, then maybe I'd have been a lot better off. And the other thing too that I want to point to this is, if you have been following this podcast for any point of time, one of the stories that I talk about is like clockwork. For years and years in my sales career, I would have something happen in the final month of every quarter. Something. Some kind of an injury, some kind of a niggle, some kind of a pain or whatever. The difference now, because again, surprise, surprise, March 8th was when this happened. It's the last month of a quarter. President's Club, I have to make it by June 30th if I'm going to make it at all. And it's going to be close. Might make it, might not. But the indifference... and the, what is it called? What is the Alan Gordon term? Outcome independence is really just a powerful thing to be armed with, that it'll be okay. Versus in the past, 10, 12 years ago, if I did not hit that goal, it was the end of the world. If I didn't make my quota, it was a fucking problem, if I can share that with you. The other thing that has come to mind recently, and let me be really clear about this. Long story short, I was an overweight teenager for most of those years. And I was even younger than that as a kid. And I was teased a lot for being overweight. And kids would be so rude. They'd walk up. This stuff started like fifth or sixth grade, continued into seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, started to taper off because I think kids got more mature in 10th grade. And then 11th grade, I lost a lot of weight. And senior year, I lost even more weight. And I felt pretty confident in my own skin by that point too. But kids were brutal. They just walk up to me and they just, how much do you weigh? And much more than I think a lot of my peers weighed. And so I've kind of always had this funny relationship with weight and with food and with that. And it's like, it's interesting to say out loud because I don't usually say that out loud, but that's like the gospel truth. And that was one of the things I love talking to Lisa Schlossberg about, is that element of my past and my story. There's this interview that she did on her podcast, the Out of the Cave podcast, and it was from June of 2024. And I re-listened to it this morning. It's one of my favorite podcasts that anybody has done in this space or in any space, really. With this guy named John Gabriel, and I think he wrote the Gabriel Method, which was a weight loss book, and it's kind of like weight loss while you're not trying to lose weight. And I'd encourage you to go check that out. Maybe I'll link it in the show notes too. One of the things that he talks about in there that I remember the first time that I listened to it was the day that it aired, again, in June of 2024. And at the time, I was probably 175 pounds or so, 178 or so. And summer was almost upon us. And I had a motorcycle trip planned that summer. And I was managing my own softball team as well as playing on it, coaching a lot of sports. I'm active, you know, like a lot of this stuff. But in the couple of years prior to that, between like COVID and, you know, 2021, 2022, 2023, or more like 2020, 21, and 22, wasn't overweight, but more than I would want to be, like 180, 185. I really feel most comfortable at about 160 or so, 160, 165, and I'm only 5'7". It just allows me to feel like I have really good endurance, I guess is what I would say. And just to be at that comfortable place. So right now, I don't even know what I am, 175, probably something like that. But right after I heard this John Gabriel interview, there was something in the way that he talked about how we interpret food. And 13 years ago, I started doing consulting for a website that's no longer in business called Eat to Perform. One of the things and one of the mantras was obviously, hey, you eat for performance. Whatever it is that you eat, however it is that you eat, whenever it is that you eat, always do it with the notion of performance. That gave me some really good results aesthetically, but was not eating enough calories, I think, to be able to maintain. And it was still always kind of going from like this scarcity state of mind as I was doing it. I don't know what it was that John Gabriel talked about in this podcast where it's like it went right through my amygdala into my prefrontal cortex, maybe even all the way back to my brainstem, but something in there spoke to, and he didn't say this, but it spoke to me in a way of, how do I want to put this? I want to eat these certain foods and in this certain way, because my body and my performance deserves it. He didn't say that. That was what I took as the message. So my diet overnight changed in a big way. And really, like, it was very fruit and vegetable heavy. That was the biggest part of it. Like, every day had a sweet potato. Every day had avocados and guac. And I had a bell pepper. And I had I'd have a banana and I'd have an apple and I'd have grapes or I'd have berries or I'd have, you know, whatever, spinach. I'd have spinach every single morning. And I'd have a lot of Greek yogurt. And I just like, there was just a lot of things that I had a lot of. I don't want to say primarily plant-based, but I guess that every meal to me, the plate would start with plants, of some kind. And then, I would add like a protein to it. So probably lower on the protein, probably lower on the fat. Super high on the carbs, I think because of the fruit and everything like that. What I found is that my recovery for the most part was really good, but weight just started melting off and I didn't have cravings for really anything anymore. I think that was one of the biggest things. And it was like literally in a span of a few weeks or like, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks, like 20 pounds just melted off. Like it was just nothing. And I was sleeping super good. Like it was just kind of a lot of things. I went back and I re-listened to that interview this morning to see if it hit me in the same way. Now, the first time that I listened to it, I was out for a nice walk, and maybe I was in a little bit more of a relaxing state. I chose to listen to it again this morning while I was smashing a workout, and maybe that wasn't the best place. But I feel like there's something to that. And this is really, really going off on a tangent, but I love this stuff. And I love talking about mind and fitness and where that stuff blends. And I think that moving forward with the podcast, because some of the feedback that I've gotten over the last couple of years has been around having people come and talk about their pain recovery stories and how difficult it is for people to listen sometimes. And I think a lot of that is because of the power of suggestion. They may start like they just can't listen to it because they haven't had the same experience, or makes them feel less than, or like, you know, you sort of name the thing and that's the experience that they've had. So I want to have a lot more fitness related stuff on. Now, with that being said, I've got multiple interviews that are scheduled. I've got a woman who developed basically like a teen playbook for PRT. I find this super fascinating, especially after having Zoe on. She's not a teen, but she's a tween. But her being able to talk about work with kids is like one of the last remaining things that this podcast has never really talked about, like in a big sense. Lisa Schlossberg is going to be back. She's the female me, for the best that I can tell, or at least what I would love to be and love to do. So shout out to her. But there's just a lot of stuff coming up. And like I mentioned, I got this new mic set up. And so if you're interested in getting some of that exclusive content, that is going to be on the Patreon page or the Patron page, patreon.com/the Mind and Fitness Podcast. And then I would just like to, assuming that I can grow the courage and do it online on TikTok or whatever, would like to just, you know, what are some things that are on my brain, you know, that kind of stuff. So, hey, love that you're here. I got to jump to a meeting. This has been a lot of fun. Drop me a DM, send me an email, Eddie@themindandfitnesspodcast.com. I hope that you are all doing great.